The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1. Text now to 51551 or email mooney@rte.ie.
I meant to mention to you last week, I met a guy in London recently and he told me he was being rewarded for 20 years service of work. 20 years service of work. Now, I remember my father had worked 25 years. He got a gold watch, which faded after about 2 weeks. But this guy's reward was, with all of his colleagues who had served 20 years and more, some up to 40 years, and they were all brought to London for a weekend break, and they were given a catalogue, right, wait for this now, to choose from a number of prizes depending on whether you were 20 years, 30 years or 40 years. And you could choose a gift to the value of 500 or 600 or 700 or to a maximum of £1,000 sterling. And he chose a gift to the value of £500, which he thought was fantastic. So he got himself a brand new telly for himself and his loved one back home. And I was thinking, a gift catalogue? When you've reached a milestone in your working career? Does it happen here in Ireland? Do you get a gift catalogue to choose from? Can you let me know? Text 51551 or email the programme today. On the show, we've got numismatist Michael Kelly, who was a regular on the old Mooney Show. He's fantastic. A numismatist is a guy who can tell you all about coins and their value. So if you have any coins under the sofa or in that big jar under the bed next to the potty, get in touch. 51551. And he might be able to put a value on them. He'll also be telling us what's out there. We'll be looking in on the Lep Scarecrow Festival. That's in West Cork. I was there last year. It's amazing. They've scarecrows all over the town, all manner, shape and size of scarecrows, and somebody's going to be winning a great prize. I think they've even got the twins, you know, the rowers from Cork, the O'Donovans, isn't that what their names, as scarecrows in the town? So if you're in that area, have a look out. Irish soul sensation Brian Deedy is going to be singing. He is fantastic. And as usual, we have a fabulous prize for our quiz, tonight's bed and breakfast with dinner at the Heritage Killinard, a stunning five-star hotel in County Laois. Now, to be in with a chance of winning this prize, you need to take part in our quiz. All you have to do is text your name to 51551, and then Sinead will go through everybody, see how good you are. You've got to be good at general knowledge, you know yourself, and don't be shy. You know, you've got to come on there and you've got to talk and tell us a little bit about yourself and then take part in the quiz. But it's a terrific prize. Do it now. But first, I want to go back to last week's programme because we've got a huge reaction to the interview with Breda and Des Smith from Killoughlin in County Westmeath. They share the story of the tragic death of Jenna, the youngest of their seven children, who they lost in a car crash only very recently. Now, since we broadcast that interview, a further nine people have lost their lives on Irish roads, bringing further heartbreak to families and friends of the victims. Our deepest sympathies to each and every one of the families and friends. It's a horrible, horrible thing to happen. So I think it's appropriate we start the programme by reflecting on some of your views.
Fair play to that quiz winner for passing his prize to a contestant who recently lost a family member. Lovely gesture.
Such a beautiful piece of radio this evening. I'm always overwhelmed and proud of the kindness of Irish people. And well done, Mr. Scargill, the quiz winner.
I didn't hear your programme last week, but I did hear playback this morning. I was in floods then, and I'm in floods now. God bless those people, and fair play to that man, Jeff. It restores your faith in human kindness.
That's Jay in Cork.
What an amazing family. And Des is right. People are amazing. Michael Kay.
My heart is breaking listening to the poor parents talking there. God help them and mind them.
I won't easily forget that item. Such a big cross for obviously good people. Their attitude is evidence of innate goodness in rural Ireland.
And finally, Sabina emailed.
I was listening to your programme last Saturday and again tonight, and it has brought tears to my eyes. Des is such a kind man. When my sister Bridget was alive, she lived on her own in the country. Des or his father drove the bingo bus, and Bridget always went to bingo with them. When they were driving her home, they always made sure she got into the house safely and often had tea with her. Des and Bridget deserve all the kindness they're getting because they are such caring people. It was a most moving broadcast, and congratulations, Derek, for taking the time to interview them.
Well, I can assure you that the credit goes entirely to Breda and Des for sharing their story with us, and we send the Smith family all of our best wishes once again this evening. The podcast of that interview, and indeed all of our items, is available on our website, rte.ie/The Mooney Show. And if you have a story you'd like to share with us, please do get in touch. You can email mooney@rte.ie.
Email mooney@rte.ie.